Since beauty now fails and I find decay, let this be my wish in a chimney not gay. May I have a warm corner and a bench that's complete, and a cleanly young wench to sweep the hearth neat. May I govern the young by my wholesome advice, and as order grow nearer to be styled prophetess, without pride yet my name, then the sibyl's not less. In a garden that's furnished with herbs for the still, and a bed of choice salads which I weed at my will, with a spacious mead and a delicate cow, and an arbor to set and hear Colley to low. May I govern the young by my wholesome advice, and as order grow nearer to be styled prophetess, without pride yet my name, then the sibyl's not less. With a boiled chick on Sunday and a dumpling that's soft, and a full teeming jug with a motto that oft may have puzzled the learned by the old sage's writ, which in letters of blue is stained round about it. May I govern the young by my wholesome advice, and as order grow nearer to be styled prophetess, without pride yet my name, then the sibyl's not less. With a book of feet tales and pleasant old stories and riddles by Saxons made long-lived before us, with a dish of minced meat or pig's petitoes, no gristles nor brawn to give dangerous blows, may I govern the young by my wholesome advice, and as order grow near to be styled prophetess, without pride yet my name, then the sibyl's not less. With a conscience untainted may I pass my last day, and when I am gone may the good women say, in the morning at matins in the e'en at her air, she's gone and she's happy, can tell out her tale. For she governed the young by her wholesome advice, and as order grew nearer to be styled prophetess, without pride yet her name, then the sibyl's not less.